while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
I'm Mark Fry, and this is Monday's 830 on the Go, remembering the Edmund Fitzgerald 50 years after sinking in Lake Superior. Another rough day of travel for those flying out of MSP, and a message to Target workers headed into the holiday season. Our top story, we're learning more about a tentative deal struck between Minneapolis Public Schools and the teachers' union.
It was last Wednesday when negotiators from both sides agreed to sit down and talk with each other without mediators that had kept them apart. Union President Marcia Howard says that was the turning point.
I don't know if you could call it bargaining or mediation or midi-barga-talking. I don't know what you called it, but there were people in a room with a shared purpose.
The two-year deal was reached late Saturday and includes smaller class sizes, manageable caseloads for special education, and 2% pay raises for teachers in both years. School administrators say the changes allow the district to remain solvent at a time of tight revenues. In North Minneapolis, Al Schock, Newstalk 830 WCCO.
It's a somber day under a bright blue sky on Lake Superior's North Shore.
The wind and the wires made it.
50 years after the legendary SS Edmund Fitzgerald sank, people from across the country gathered at Split Rock Lighthouse to honor the 29 lives lost. One man and his family came all the way from Alexandria to the sold-out event.
I'm 59 years old, so I was about 9 years old when it happened, and it kind of intrigued me way back then.
The anniversary has drawn a record crowd for a solemn bell-tolling ceremony later this afternoon, proving the tragedy remains a powerful emotional touchstone in the history of the Great Lakes. In Two Harbors, I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the
edge. The ongoing legal battle over SNAP food assistance benefits continues in a federal courtroom, with Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison joining a coalition of Democratic attorneys general fighting for their full restoration.
If there was one through line here, it is that Donald Trump and his administration have been fighting tooth and nail not to feed hungry Americans.
Ellison accusing the president of using SNAP recipients as pawns in the government shutdown. New York Attorney General Letitia James echoing that sentiment.
It should shock the conscience of everyone in our country that the federal government would willfully and indeed aggressively fight to keep food off of our tables, food away from children, and babies, and veterans, and senior citizens, and the disabled.
Ellison says Minnesota's roughly 440,000 SNAP recipients have had their benefits fully restored for now. Flight cancellations are again having an impact at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport today as flight reductions continue due to the ongoing federal government shutdown. Thrifty Travelers Kyle Potter on the WCCO Radio Morning News with Vinita Sakar.
Sunday was the worst day in air travel, and one of the worst days, I'll put it that way, in the last 2 years. And that is not a thing you can isolate. When you have that bad of a day for the entire U.S. airline industry, especially a hometown carrier like Delta, which was by far the worst, that is going to have a spillover effect into Monday.
Potter says disruptions will likely continue for the better part of a week, despite news of the shutdown possibly ending. We're to start with the Vikings following their 27-19 loss to Baltimore yesterday at U.S. Bank Stadium. The most obvious flaw was the offense getting flagged for 8 false start penalties, head coach Kevin O'Connell.
The penalty situation, which we've got to get fixed immediately, specifically the 8 pre-snaps, whatever was going on with the cadence or, you know, whatever it may be, just not acceptable in any way, and we've got to get it fixed, and we will.
The Vikings face the Bears on Sunday. The Golden Gophers football team returns to action Friday night with a trip to Eugene to face the Oregon Ducks head coach PJ Fleck.
We just got to find a way to be a little bit better each week and be a little more attention to detail in the things that we do, especially in our preparation to go out there and play our best game of the year. And that's the focus, whether it's here, whether it's in Eugene, Oregon. You got to find a way in November to play your best football.
Minnesota is 6-3 so far, with just 3 regular season games remaining. Friday's game gets underway at 8 p.m. And Minneapolis-based Target is now requiring all employees to smile.
First reported by Bloomberg News, the retailer issued a new directive mandating in-store workers smile and make eye contact with shoppers, and to either greet or wave to anyone that comes within 10 feet. And if a customer gets within 4 feet of a target worker, that service rep is instructed to ask whether they need help or how their day is going. Incoming Target CEO Michael Fiddelke has indicated that his top focus will be to provide a consistent guest experience with an emphasis on clean, friendly stores and faster delivery for online shoppers. Steve Simpson, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And thank you for tuning in. You can find the On The Go and all of our other podcasts at WCCORadio.com and the Odyssey app. I'm Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.